So Ezekiel's going to preach against the Ammonites. And it says in verse 3, say unto the Ammonites, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou saidst, aha, against my sanctuary when it was profane, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity, behold, therefore I will deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwellings in thee. They shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. So he's going to punish them for rejoicing or being happy about the fact that the temple is being desecrated and that Judah and Israel are being punished. They're rejoicing and celebrating that punishment, and so they're going to get punished now. Now, what's interesting about this is that if you remember from a week ago in Ezekiel chapter 25, and if you would just glance back there at verse 21, it says, speak unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will profane my sanctuary. So God had said, I'm going to profane my sanctuary. And then in chapter 25, he's saying, well, I'm going to punish you because you got too excited when I profaned my sanctuary. You know, you were a little too excited to see Judah punished and to see Israel punished. Now, if you would keep your finger there in Ezekiel and flip back to Proverbs chapter 24. This is an important principle that we need to understand in our lives, that we need to be careful rejoicing about the doom of others. If we have an enemy, an adversary, someone who has done us wrong, someone who we would love to see get what's coming to them, we need to control that celebration and not get too excited when we see them meet their doom. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 17. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. So if your enemy falls, you should not rejoice about that, right? Let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. So it's saying, don't. Not only should you not verbally rejoice, don't even think that way in your head. Don't even inside your heart be thinking like, yes, burn, baby, you know, and be happy that he's stumbling. Lest the Lord see it, you know, God might just look down and see that, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. So if God looks down and sees you rejoicing at your enemy's doom, that might make God upset, and God might even just stop punishing the guy. And if you want the guy punished, control the celebration. That way God can keep punishing him. Whereas if you get too excited and cheer it on, God might not like that attitude, and then he might turn away his wrath from him. And he might even turn his wrath toward you, because that's what we see here with the Ammonites in chapter 25 of Ezekiel. Go back there. You know, I remember my dad told me a story about there was this guy who, and I might mess up the story because I might not remember it perfectly, but basically there was a motorcycle shop where my dad would hang out a lot, and he had a big blow up with this guy, and I think it had to do with the Bible or the things of God. This guy was some kind of an unbeliever or something, and him and my dad got in some big screaming argument about it or something, about whether the Bible was true or something. I don't know, it's something to do with religion or something. I don't remember the details. But my dad basically felt like, you know, this might be awkward now to go back to the bike shop after he'd had this blow up with this guy, and they both hung out at the shop a lot. And so my dad prayed and just said, God, you know, would you please just deal with this situation, just, you know, fix this or remove the tension or whatever. And then the guy died like 2 days later. 2 days later, the guy's dead. You know, now that was really sobering for my dad, because my dad's like, that's not what I meant, you know, when I prayed for God to take care of this. And it's like, God really took care of this. But the thing is, you know, let's say something like that happened to you, you know, where you had somebody that attacked you or criticized you or lied about you or just harmed you in some way. And then let's say, you know, you're praying for God to take care of that situation and that person died. You don't want to necessarily just start going, man, praise the Lord, that sucker's dead. you know, got rid of that guy. You know, you want to take that soberly. You know, in fact, just even like this happened to me, like in the last week, there was a guy here months ago. And I don't know, some of you might remember this, but a few months ago, there was a guy here at our church and he just started going off on me and rebuking me about something totally stupid. He was totally wrong. And I was just like, get out of here. I threw the guy out of my office. I'm like, get out of here. And as the guy's leaving, he just started cursing me. Like, as he was leaving the building, like, he started saying, like, your wife is going to leave you, and your ministry is going to be destroyed, and, you know, God's going to judge you. And he started listing all these bad things that were going to happen to me about my health and my wife and all these different things. The guy was a complete idiot. And you know, I talked to another pastor friend of mine. Turned out this guy had been thrown out of like two churches. And based on what they told me, you know, the guy was a real piece of work. Okay, I'll put it that way. And this happened like a couple months ago. And the guy just died like this week. Like, and you know, so like, how do I react to that? Do I just go like, yeah, you know, that jerk, you know, shows who, you know, no, the right attitude. You know, when I heard that, I was just really sober, like, whoa, oh man, this guy's dead, you know. And I basically, based on some things that other pastors told me, it's possible that this guy was a reprobate, you know, based on the stuff they said, because he had said some perverted things that made it seem like maybe he's a reprobate. So, you know, if he's a reprobate, then, you know, obviously it's good that he's dead if he's a reprobate, because there's no hope for him anyway. But here's the thing. We don't always know who is a reprobate. And even if we think that somebody's a reprobate, or we suspect that somebody's a reprobate, a lot of times we don't really know that for sure, though, do we? And so what we don't want to do is start rejoicing in the death of someone that we're not really sure is a reprobate, because what if they're not a reprobate and then we're getting excited about their death, or saying that it's good, or being happy that they died or something like that. You know, that could really upset God. That could anger God. And so, you know, we want to be careful that we don't rejoice in seeing bad people get punished, because it might be that they're not a reprobate, and it might be that God's not finished with that person, and maybe God's just chastening them or disciplining them, and that eventually that person's going to come around and do right and get right. And we don't want to be found rejoicing as they get fired from a job, or as they, you know, break bones, or whatever bad thing happens to them. So be very careful when your personal enemies, your adversaries, people who've cursed you and hated you and attacked you in the past, when bad things happen to them, be sober. Don't get excited. Don't get happy. Not even in your heart. Don't even think that way. Just be sober and just fear the Lord and just say, wow, you know, this bad thing happened to this person. And I think that the right reaction is to either just be neutral, just kind of just stay out of it and just say, it is what it is. It's none of my business. And just be neutral. Don't get excited and just stay out of it. Or maybe even to pray for that person, that God will bless that person, and say, you know, let's say they got injured, maybe pray for healing. Maybe they had a financial catastrophe, pray that their finances could be repaired. And, you know, the Bible says to bless those that curse you, pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you, do good to those that hate you. And so, you know, those would be the two reactions that you're going to want to have.